Hi, this is Omar Sultan from Cisco Systems. I am here today with Chris Peters, who is an end-user product marketing manager at Intel. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how Intel and Cisco have collaborated on some cool new technologies and innovations as part of their new platform launch and as part of our UCS launch. So, Chris, let's welcome and thank you for taking some time to chat with me.
It's good to meet you too, Omar.
So let's start off with some basics. So what exactly does an end-user product marketing manager do? I mean, what's your focus in life?
Unlike most folks at Intel Marketing, I spend my time actually talking to end-users in IT specifically about their challenges, their what they're trying to accomplish with technology, and helping relate both what we're doing today and where we're going in the future and how we can best find a match between those needs.
Cool. So when you talk about needs and requirements, you can actually talk pretty authoritatively since you know, it's really firsthand requirements and stuff that have been related to you by end users and your customers, right?
Yes.
Cool. That's actually a good place to be working from. So I understand the a couple of little elves have told me that part of the new Nehalem platform is some cool technologies around performance and energy efficiency and those kinds of things, which would really move the ball forward for our customers, both in terms of being able to deliver performance when they need it, as well as being able to save energy at the same time. Can you enlighten us all a little bit on what those advances look like?
Yeah, one of the things that we found, you know, in talking with IT over the years is there's so many different use models, especially for the product that we're doing in a two-socket server space, which represents probably the most versatile platform that IT deploys. And they're deploying us from a business environment, from high-performance computing where the server's banging away doing calculations every minute or every day, to environments where there's a peak load at one point in the day. I was talking to some financial traders the other day and, you know, talking about how at open of market, you know, their servers are banging away and most of the rest of the day they're sitting kind of idle. And so we're looking at those wide range of use models and trying to come up with some technology that could best fit either of those types of environments. And so we built in technology here that can adapt to the application environment and the user environment. So, for example, we have a new technology called Turbo Boost. What Turbo Boost will do is during periods when the operating system wants more performance, those peak loading periods, like that financial trade open in the beginning of the day or when there's more users online on a website, the server can actually speed itself up and run at a higher frequency for a period of time and deliver that performance. Likewise, or alternatively, in a period of downtime at night in a business, when there aren't very many demands, the server can power itself down, both the processor, the memory, as well as the I/O, and run at a very low idle power state. And we're seeing is dramatic energy savings that can be achieved by not running at a single frequency 100% of the time all day long.
Cool. So that's kind of cool. So it's like you can have the Prius when you need it and the Tesla when you need it.
Exactly. We've talked about, you know, needing a large cargo plane to transport a lot of people at the same time, but also being energy efficient and being a glider at times.
Sure. So what needs to happen to take advantage of this technology? Is it automatic? Do applications need to be aware of the new processor architecture?
The applications themselves don't need to be aware, but the operating systems do. So a lot of the power management features that have been out in the operating systems today will take advantage of the majority of these power-up or power-down states. There are a couple features that are very unique and new in this architecture, like being able to automatically turn a core on or off that does need some additional operating system support. So looking at the operating systems and seeing if they support these new capabilities is something that users wanted to look at. The good news is that we've been working with a lot of the operating systems, and those capabilities and features are enabled, and so many users will be able to take advantage of them right out of the gate.
That's very cool. So if we were to look from a practical perspective, and this new Nehalem platform is part of our UCS solution, what kind of things can a customer expect, either from a cost savings, technology savings? What kind of outcomes can they expect from deploying the technology?
It depends on the environment they're going to go put it in. One of the things that, you know, we've been looking at and hearing are, especially with the economy the way it is reducing costs. You know, that's the thing that's on everyone's top of mind. And what we see for the majority of IT businesses out there is that a large chunk of their budget, in fact, IDC estimates up to about two-thirds, is spent maintaining their existing infrastructure and the service they deliver. And so the concern and the risk that many IT shops are facing is if they cut back on investment and capital expenditure and innovation, likely they're going to cut out the things that are new because they have to maintain what they've got. And so the thing that we've been promoting is looking at their install base and looking at the aging servers. Many of them are single core, in some cases even dual core, and what they're delivering from a performance benefit. And if we look at this new product and compare it to a server that was deployed 4 years ago, it can deliver up to 9x the performance. That enables a 9-to-1 consolidation ratio. So you can replace 9 old servers, which are typically probably off of warranty or coming off of warranty very shortly, with just a single server. What that can do is reduce operating costs by upwards of 90%. When you look at the maintenance required of those servers, the power and cooling that they're consuming, the software maintenance fees you may be paying, and a whole host of other operating conditions. And that 90% operating cost reduction can in turn be used and saved and put that back in the bottom line. It'll pay for that initial server investment in about 8 months is what we're estimating. Of course, that will vary depending on the environment and the assumptions you use. But it's a very rapid return on investment. And what that can do is it can use those savings stream, that positive cash flow, and either put it back towards the bottom line, improve corporate results, or it can be used to reinvest back in the business for more innovation, more growth.
Sounds very cool. And I think one of the cool things you pointed out earlier, this is, you know, these are bread and butter processes, right? You said dual socket, I believe. So, you know, this is technology that's easy to adopt. It's not something that's going to be ultra premium priced.
That's correct. We're estimating, of course, many of the system pricing and things aren't out there in the marketplace yet, but we're expecting, you know, somewhere on the order of about $6,000-$7,000 is what you can buy for a typical two-socket server moving forward.
Cool. I think that's about where we can start wrapping up. Any final words of wisdom for our listeners here?
Nothing. I just want to say I'm extremely excited to have Cisco in the market. Your new product out there today is going to offer some very unique advantages for IT, and I hear a lot from the customer base. We're very excited about the solution you guys are offering in the marketplace.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to working together. I know this is just the start of some cool stuff on the roadmap. So I happen to know you're a blogger, so would you like to share blog address, tweet or handle, anything?
What I'll do is where I do most of my blogging is on intel.com/server. It's our server room. It's the voice of Intel into the social media community. So you can find me there, and my handle is cpeters.
Okay, cool. Thank you for your time, and I'm sure we'll catch up again.
All right. Thank you, Omar.
Take care.